Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Oh, hello there. Yes, look, I'm just clearing my my bill. Now on the
what is your name now?
Yes, sorry. I was just thinking, I haven't even given you my name. Another one. My name is Lynette Rawson. R-A-W-S-O-N, yes. I was just asked my account. My number for you so that you've got that.
Yes, I've got your account. How can I help
you? Oh, have you? 812143. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now on the 18th of August, I paid my bill. And then on the 20th, there was another payment debited out. And it was different to the payment that I paid. So then on the 16th of September, I paid it again. And then I got a call to say that I double paid in the August. So I didn't have a bill for this month only. I had a bill for $3.95. And then I was debited out for $0.02. So I'd like to know what $4.02 I was debited out.
When?
Yesterday.
But that's not with from our end.
It's not from what, sorry?
Did you check on your statement? What is it written as?
It's from you lot.
Sorry?
It's from the phone company.
What company? What is it written on your statement?
No, I'll just go into that. Just bear with me. Melbourne Phone Company. Wednesday the 22nd.
Wait, give me a moment, Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
How many accounts do you have?
One.
No, we haven't taken out any money. You already, bills are already paid. So how can we charge again?
That's what I'm asking. But on my thing, it's saying... So is my bill $78.09 for my monthly bill?
Yes, it's 78, but now from this month, it has gone to 82 because there's a $4 hike on your plan fee since it's been instructed by the NBN. All the service provider has to raise a plan fee hike of $4, and that's the reason there's $82 instead of 78.
Right, so...
Can you please share a screenshot of the payment receipt which you are saying that we have taken out $402 so that
No, not 400, $4.02.
Okay, yes, there was a...
not 400, sorry, I didn't realize that. No, $4.02 when the bill said it was $3.95. I'm thinking,
you have a credit card added, right? So that means there is a surcharge which is added to that.
So it's a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
And does it end in 82?
Yes.
Right. Well, I want to cancel the debit. Having it taken out of the debit card.
It ends at 6185. It's a credit.
Eight five. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking it was 02, but that was the other one. Yeah. So that I will bpay it, so that I know what I'm doing, so that I know when I'm paying it out. I mean, you'll send me the bill, and then when I get that, I'll be able to do it that way.
I'll just remove the diversion. I mean, I'll just remove the direct debit then. Okay.
Yeah. So just cancel the direct debit, and I will. So it's $82 a month now, is it?
Correct. Yes.
Right. Okay. So the 402, that would probably be the debit fee plus the extra to make it up to the 82. Is that what that mm-hmm. would be?
Sure, yes.
Right. Oh, okay. Rightio. Okay, no, as long as that's but I just thought, I've got all these figures I don't
really
know.
No, whenever you have any doubt, any query, you can please call us, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, but that's all right. So anyway, so I've cancelled the debit and now I will just be paid and we'll be back to square one.
Yes, and please be aware of the scammers. If they call you and ask you for any payment or if they ask you for any details of yours, do not provide them, okay?
Oh, no. The only way I would do anything would be to ring you lot.
Correct.
And that's all I've done today. I've checked the bank and then I thought, right, well, now I'll ring you off and, just to double check that everything's okay. Yeah. So, right. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. I will, so it'll be due on the 18th of November, the next one, won't it?
Yes, correct.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for that.
No worries. Thank you.
All right then. See ya. Bye.